In 1917, Ted Smallwood moved his shop from inside his house to the edge of Chokoloskee Island in the Everglades. He built it on stilts with Dade County pine and called it Ted Smallwood's store. But it was more than just a store. It was a post office, a place to repair boats, and a trading place with the Seminole Indians. Smallwood's known to be the only white man they trusted. His wife, Mamie, eventually started teaching grade school in the store.
It was a busy place.
Lynn McMillan is Ted Smallwood's granddaughter. She turned the store into a museum in 1990. Yeah. McMillan and her husband, Gary, work there together. Gary shows people around the store.
This picture was taken in 1928 at Mr. Smallwood's daughter's wedding, his daughter Marguerite.
It's not your typical museum where you recreate history. It's where history was made.
During the 20s, they'd made ice cream, and Charlie had never seen ice cream before.
The store stands where Edgar Watson, an outlaw and fierce plantation owner, was shot and killed in 1910.
That would make you wonder if there aren't a few ghosts here. It's kind of a spooky place.
Inside the store, an entire wall behind the counter has shelves of bottles of Listerine, seltzer, and soda from the early 20th century. A video in a far corner depicts life in the Everglades.
We call them curlew or Chokoloskee chicken. It actually isn't a curlew. It's white ibis.
Animal hides hang from the ceiling. A lifelike mannequin of an older Ted Smallwood in suspenders and a straw hat sits in a chair by a window, clutching a red Bible and a fly swatter.
He always had his pockets lined because he always carried his money on him.
Smallwood died in 1950, but pretty much everything in the store has been kept in its original state. The store made it to the National Register of Historic Places in 1974, the first historic designation in Collier County. Mamie Street, named after Ted Smallwood's wife, is the oldest road on the island and the only road to the museum. The problem now is that it cuts right through the Florida-Georgia Grove land. In 2011, the developer was expecting the Army Corps of Engineers to approve a permit to build another road to the store. That road never happened. Meanwhile, Grove dug up a portion of Mamie Street, blocking the way to the store and forcing McMillan to close down for 6 months.
It was crazy. People were all over the island looking and asking why or how you could get to the Smallwood store.
A representative for Florida Georgia Grove declined to be interviewed, but wrote in an email that the Grove had the permits to remove Mamie Street. Still, a judge ordered Grove to restore the road. Now McMillan and Collier County are suing to have the road deemed public property, which would protect it from any private development.
All the money that we should put in to preserve and maintain the store have been going to legal fees to fight for a road.
McMillan hopes there will be a settlement and that the store can keep the road, or at least build a different one. She adds that Ted Smallwood's store has survived hurricanes and other severe weather.
It always destroyed the dock down below, and it always washed the steps away. But other than that, everything that you see here today is original.
But the one thing McMillan says the museum can't survive is losing Mamie Street. I'm Julia Duba in Miami,